This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Great success is usually followed by a lot of unfinished work. Leroy explains why from Esther, chapters 8 through 10. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Not long ago, the city where I live honored 24 citizens who performed heroic deeds during the past year. In every case, personal risk, courage, and unselfishness were at the heart of their actions. And so it was with Esther. She literally risked her life to save her people, and she did it not once, but twice. In Esther, chapter 8, we find that after Haman had been hanged on his own gallows, the issue was still not settled. The record says in verse 3 that Esther again pleaded with the king, falling at his feet and weeping. She begged him to put an end to the evil plan of Haman, which he had devised against the Jews. In verse 4, we read that the king extended the golden scepter to Esther. And once again, she had risked her life in coming to the king, uninvited, to make a request of him. And why did she do it? Wasn't Haman dead? Didn't she now own his estate and have her uncle Mordecai in charge of it? You bet. Esther and Mordecai were safe, successful, and secure. But their goal to save their people remained unrealized. And they refused to accept personal deliverance without seeing it come to their people as well. You see, Haman's evil plan to destroy the Jews had been set in motion and was officially endorsed by the king. And whatever was written in the king's name and sealed with the king's ring could not be reversed. So, another edict was issued giving the Jews the right to assemble, organize, and fight back against those who planned to kill them. There is a great lesson for us here. When we resolve to do something, we've taken a great first step. But there is still a great battle ahead. Let's say you have made a decision to paint the barn. Okay, that's a good first step. Now what's left? What's left is the hard part. What's left is to paint that big old barn. So that was where Esther and Mordecai found themselves. Although they had won great victory and seen the hand of God at work, there was still a mountain of work to be done. Let me ask you a question. How are you doing on your New Year's resolutions? What about the plans you made to read through the Bible in 1988? Or have a consistent quiet time? Or to witness to some of your neighbors and co-workers this year? Today, May the 14th, is a great time to look back at those good resolutions and determine to press on, like Esther, until the task is complete. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
The booklet, Beginning with Christ, has helped thousands of people strengthen their walk of discipleship. And we'd like to send you a free copy. This booklet offers practical encouragement from God's Word concerning salvation, prayer, victory, forgiveness, and guidance. To receive your free copy of Beginning with Christ, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, we begin our study of the book of Job and the question, why do good people suffer? Join us on Daily Discipleship.